Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. California's new system of delivering and scheduling coronavirus vaccines is being rolled out in select counties. It's the first step in Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to smooth out what has been a disjointed vaccine rollout. He tapped insurer Blue Shield to manage a centralized system to vaccinate people quickly and equitably. The first batch to Fresno, Kern, and Riverside counties, there is confusion about what changes will occur and when. The state officials are upfront saying that they are still figuring out the plan. Newsom says the state needs robust data to ensure vaccines are distributed equitably. Some counties and providers say they don't understand how an insurance company can reach the underserved populations Newsom hopes to target. After 139 years at 807 Franklin Street in San Francisco, a two-story Victorian house has a new address. The green home with large windows and a brown front door was loaded onto giant dollies and moved yesterday to a location six blocks away. KALW's Ben Trefney has more.
Onlookers lined the sidewalks to snap photos as the structure rolled at a top speed of 1 mile per hour to 635 Fulton Street. The house's journey has been in the planning stages for years, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Veteran house mover Phil Joy told the newspaper he had to secure permits from more than 15 city agencies. Joy said this move is tricky in part because the first part of the journey involves going downhill. He said, quote, "That's always difficult for a house," unquote. Along the route, parking meters were ripped up, tree limbs were trimmed, and traffic signs were relocated. The owner of the six-bedroom house, San Francisco broker Tim Brown, will pay about $400,000 in fees and moving costs, according to the Chronicle. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
California wants all energy to come from renewable resources. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on one.
I'm on the hunt, but not for geese or wild boar. I'm looking for wind. To find this wind, I've driven about an hour and a half southwest of Sacramento to the edge of the delta in Solano County.
In 2.7 miles, turn left onto Collinsville Road.
I know I'm close when the sheep and cows on the hills turn into a forest of towering white and silver objects.
I'm here on the edge of the Central Valley, surrounded by windmills. They're about 20 stories high, just like a big building. And each blade is about half that length.
I set off on this journey because I wanted to imagine what 1,000 windmills will look like out on the ocean. An idea is being floated to see a similar forest of turbines about 20 miles off the coast from Santa Barbara to the Oregon border. Some environmental groups say a quarter of California's energy needs could come from wind. Democratic Assemblymember David Chu from San Francisco is behind a bill that would set a goal of producing 10 gigawatts of power from wind energy by 2040.
5 years ago, you hadn't seen the scale of offshore wind development that is currently happening on the East Coast that we have now. We believe the state of California needs to take leadership.
But how many wind turbines will it take to get 10 gigawatts of energy?
So the bigger the turbine size, the fewer you need.
Mohit Chabra studies wind turbines for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
You'd need around 800 or so to get your 10 gigawatt number. And you'd need around 800 to 900 square miles.
This is how offshore wind works. Turbines sit on floating platforms, which are tethered to the ocean floor. As wind spins the turbines, the energy flows through cables underwater to the shore. Karen Douglas is a commissioner with the California Energy Commission.
We certainly need to learn a bit more to understand how this could work.
The state studied offshore wind since 2016, even with models in Europe and the East Coast. Douglas says more California-specific research is needed. Oceans are deep here, and there's another issue.
The real challenges for us have been that we don't have scalable, buildable areas off the California coast. That's because we really needed to resolve issues with the Department of Defense.
Douglas says potential sites are often used as military training areas, but she thinks that pushback will be eased with support from the Biden administration. There's also the issue of how a city of wind turbines will impact wildlife. Audubon, California is in favor of offshore wind because they say climate change will do more harm to birds than wind turbines. Gary George works in clean energy with the group.
389 species of birds might go extinct in North America. So yes, We need to do that. But we need to do it smartly. We don't know exactly how they're going to behave around floating turbines.
But for advocates like Nancy Rader with the California Wind Energy Association, investing in wind is a no-brainer.
We really should be cheering every time a wind turbine goes up because it means less fossil fuels killing the planet.
The project would cost billions, and there's no guarantee that it'll happen. But in a decade or less, Rader wants Californians to flick on their lights and know their homes are powered by wind. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.